Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Well, we're going to come around the Word of God right now. Thank you, Muso, singers. You did an amazing job. I want to talk to you this Christmas season, a message that's really been burning on my heart for quite some time. I believe it's a word that's appropriate for this season. Of course, this season has been a real challenge for many. But the good news is today is that although things have changed, it seems to be two steps forward, a step back, maybe a couple of more steps back, and then a couple of steps forward. There is one person that remains the same, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so although change may be taking place around us, we look to the one who never changes, and that is Jesus Christ. I want to bring you up to speed real quick with a great story from the book of Luke, and in a moment we'll look at a short passage. We're going to pick up the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Zechariah and Elizabeth were an elderly couple. They were believing that God would give them a child. They waited for year after year, and really because of their age, it now had to be a miracle. Zechariah and Elizabeth continued to hold on to the promise of God. Well, you know the story. Eventually, Elizabeth miraculously fell pregnant with a child of promise. That child, of course, we know would be called or named John. We know him as John the Baptist. And at the birth of John the Baptist, something amazing happened that I want to share with you around our Christmas message that I believe is going to act as a great encouragement to you. Now, as they began to think about in this communal, this Jewish community, essentially, when they named a child, it wasn't just up to the mum and dad. The community would actually get together. It was a very important event in Jewish culture. And they asked the dad, Zechariah, what shall he be called? And he got a writing tablet. Of course, you know the story. And he wrote down, his name shall be called John. And everyone in the community, they said, what, nobody in your family is called John? Because essentially in Jewish culture, a boy was usually named after the father or the grandfather. So the community says, nobody in your family is named John. Why would you call him John? And he kind of gets quite strong about it. And he says, no, his name shall be called John. And eventually, Zechariah's tongue was loosed. And something amazing happened. And that is, he started prophesying over his son's life and about the future and the ministry that John the Baptist would have on the earth. Now, what I want to do around our Christmas message is draw your attention to a couple of verses in this, I suppose, what we would call a prophetic utterance or a prophetic declaration. And I believe that this verse tells us so much about Christmas. It tells us so much about the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it tells us so much about the goodness of our God. So if you have your Bibles, and the verses will be available for you on the screen, have a look at a couple of verses when Zechariah moves into this prophetic utterance. We're going to have a look at Luke chapter 1, verse 76, and look at what Zechariah says. He says, and you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. Now, right now, he's prophesying about his own son, John the Baptist. You will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways. We know that to be true. To give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Now, in verse 78, what we're about to read is the prophecy switches, and he now starts prophesying about Jesus and the ministry of Jesus Christ. Verse 78, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise. Now watch this. He refers to the ministry of Jesus as a sunrise. He says, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, verse 79, to give light to those who sit in darkness. And how many of you know right now people need light? They need revelation. It says to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Excuse me, and to guide us, watch this, to the path of peace. Now, the New Living Translation does not actually use the word sunrise. The New Living Translation says that the ministry of Jesus is like the morning light. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm one of these people that I find it very difficult to have holidays in the cold. When we have family holidays, we're kind of looking to escape winter. The longer Alison and I have been in Sydney, we've come to realize that in Sydney winter, one of the things that you're supposed to do is pack your car and drive to the snow. But we have a saying in our family, why go to the snow when you can go to the sun? How do you think I keep my tan? And so Alison, in all the years we've been married now, one thing I've discovered with Alison is she needs the sun. She needs warmth. Her hands get cold. Her feet get cold. And so our holidays are generally, where possible, we want to kind of get towards the sun. We love the warmth. We love the energy of the sun. And essentially, when we speak about the sun and warmth, we know, of course, that the sun provides warmth and can affect a person's mood. And we love the idea of beach and swimming. And some studies actually say that it improves memory and creativity. And last week, actually, a quick shout out this Christmas to all the blue swimmers. We love you. I went to Blue Swimmers last week. And the amazing thing about visiting the guys at Blue Swimmers down in Cronulla is just the sunrise. And it's just beautiful out there. There's something incredible about being at the beach, of course, on the East Coast, here in Sydney, when the sun rises. There's something majestic. Think about the last time you saw a sunrise. It's special. It's spectacular. And the word of God here, when Zechariah prophesies about the ministry of Jesus, he likens it to the rising sun. So we have to ask ourselves the question, what is it about the birth of Jesus that would cause his ministry to influence people like the rising of the sun? What does that actually mean? Well, a couple of things real quick, and then we're going to get into some key points in our message. The sunrise actually tells us that a new day has begun. When Jesus was born, a new day began on the earth. And no matter what you're going through, no matter how challenging this season has been for you, I'm here to declare today in this Christmas season that the birth of Jesus Christ declares and tells us that a new day has begun. It also tells us not only that a new day has begun, but a new era has begun. When Jesus was born, that which separated us from God, the Lord came to the earth to identify with our weaknesses so that he himself could go to the cross on our behalf. And a new era was ushered into the earth. We were at enmity with God because of our wrongdoing. Jesus came because he loves us. And the rising of the sun ushered in not only a new day, it ushered in a new era. Sunrise also tells us that not only is it a new day, a new era, but there are new opportunities. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Jesus came as a baby to this earth because he loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to use you. He wants to cause you to feel fulfilled. And he wants to expand your life and your world. There are so many opportunities that God has for you. So this Christmas season, let me give you three things real quick about the ministry of Jesus, the rising of the sun. Number one, let's have a look at this. The rising sun makes everything visible and discernible. Now, just grab a hold of that just for a moment if you can. The rising sun makes everything visible and discernible. A couple of years ago, I was in London with Mr. Baz Andrews, the famous Brendan Andrews. Everybody loves Brendan Andrews. And Baz and I, we were flying from London all the way down to Cape Town to go to Carl and Kelly Weitz's wedding. And it was kind of like one of these midnight flights leaving London. And when you fly from London down to Cape Town, the part of the route is you go over some key cities. So I was kind of excited. Baz didn't have my energy. So I was up. He was snoring. And we're flying over Madrid, a couple of key cities. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. But as amazing as it was, it was completely dark. So essentially you're just seeing lots and lots of lights. And then obviously after a few hours of traveling, you start to see the sunrise. And now we're kind of going down to the center of Africa, heading towards to the bottom of Africa, South Africa, to Cape Town. And as the sun started to rise, everything started to become visible, discernible. What was once dark was now visible. What was once hidden was now open to the naked eye for me to be able to see what was there. And the birth of Jesus, he came as light for us to be able to not live in darkness, so that everything, watch this, would be visible and discernible. So why does that matter? It matters because when you find Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, things that were once dark to you, things that maybe kept you in a place of confusion, all of a sudden light penetrates your life and what was hidden now becomes visible and discernible. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 16, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. How beautiful is that? Amazing. Number two, the rising sun speaks to us of God's progressive work. Now you think about this for a moment, the progressive work, the rising sun, progressive work. What do I mean by that? Well, if you and I were to go and do a coffee with the awesome blue swimmers in Cronulla, you'd notice that the rising of the sun is progressive. It's not like a light switch where all of a sudden it's pitch black and then God switches the light switch and all of a sudden everything's light. It is a progressive work, right? It's slow, but it's definitely sure. And as the sun begins to rise, it starts to get warmer and warmer. And that sun continues to rise all the way through to noontime. Now watch this. The rising of the sun tells us that the truth of Jesus and his birth, his death and his resurrection, the truth about him, watch this, is known through the passage of time. You don't need to know everything about God to open up your heart to him. He came as a baby. He matured. He grew. And eventually, he became an adult. He ministered to people. He loved on people. He set people free. He died and he rose again. And it's through the passage of time that we get to understand who he truly is. Think about the temple guards. Those of you who know the story, in John chapter 7, the religious leaders are so angry that Jesus is ministering, healing people, setting people free. I mean, the sun is really rising. Light has come. So they say to it's quite a funny story, actually. They say to the temple guards, they say, go and arrest Jesus. And so the temple guards, you know, probably I would assume big burly guys, and you know, they kind of, you know, have to follow orders, and they go to arrest Jesus. Well, they didn't arrest him, and they come back to the rulers, and the rulers say, why didn't you arrest him? And their response was, in John chapter 7, verse 46, no man ever spoke like this man. So what happened to them? They experienced the rising of the sun. They experienced something different. They experienced light. They experienced hope. You think about the woman at the well. The woman at the well, ordinary day. She's thirsty. She goes to the well to draw water. She refers to the person sitting there, firstly, watch this, as a man. As she begins to talk to him, she then refers to him and says, I think you're a prophet. You're not just a man, you're a prophet. And you know what she refers to him? Lastly, she says, you're not just a man, you're not just a prophet, you are the Messiah. What did she experience? She experienced the progressive work of God, where if we're willing to open up our hearts to him, he's not just a baby in a manger. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Psalm 19, verse 6, in the Message puts it this way, is a beautiful verse. It says, that's how God's word vaults across the skies. Watch this. From sunrise to sunset, melting ice, scorching deserts, warming hearts to faith. That's my prayer for you this Christmas. Last but not least, the rising sun gives us guidance into the way of peace. This is where I want to park just for a moment. The rising sun gives us guidance into the way of peace. You know, this season has caused a lot of stress for people, a lot of anxiety. You said to me 12 months ago at Christmas time that we would be filming like this and blessing you with Horizon at home. I would have thought, no way. Absolutely not. But we've gone through a very stressful season. It's caused a lot of anxiety in people, a lot of fear. People have felt a lot of pressure. But the good news is today, is that when Zechariah prophesied about the coming of King Jesus, he says about King Jesus, we read it earlier in Luke chapter 1, verse 79. Now, if you want to remember anything, I want you to actually remember this, because I actually do believe that this is ultimately what God has actually put on my heart for you. Horizon Church, we love you so much. This is what God has actually put on my heart for you this Christmas season. Luke chapter 1, verse 79, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Here we go. And to guide us to the path of peace. See, even in darkness, Jesus is so amazing. He's so incredible. He's so awesome. He has the power to guide us into the path of peace. How many even need some peace this Christmas? I preached at St. Andrew's last Sunday. I preached this message called Undisturbed Peace. It was a good message. And that's the goodness of our God. He wants to guide you this Christmas to peace amongst all the turmoil. What did he say? Peace. Be still. Horizon Church, friends of Horizon, thank God for his amazing peace. This is not an ordinary peace. This is a peace that surpasses all understanding. I speak it into your home. I speak it over your Christmas season. I speak it over your time with your children. May the peace of God rule in your heart, rule in your family. Some of you may be very lonely this Christmas. Missing out on a Christmas church service has really affected you. And I understand that. But right where you are, may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill your heart. And I declare and prophesy over you that he is guiding you into the path of peace. Maybe in 2020, God opened certain doors. Why? Not to hurt you, but to guide you into the path of peace. Maybe he kept certain doors closed. Why? Not to frustrate you, but to guide you into the path of peace. The human heart longs for peace. Peace with one another. Nobody wants to have fractured. Truth is, the real truth, nobody desires fractured relationships. Why? We desire peace. Peace with one another. Peace with our God. Even our conscience actually tells us, you need peace, undisturbed peace. Do you want peace? Jesus says, come to me. Zechariah tells us, it's like the rising of the sun. When his ministry comes, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is like the rising of the sun. Watch this. It has answered our greatest need. Do you know what our greatest need is? Peace with God. A beautiful gift has been given to us this Christmas. It's the gift of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a celebration of God becoming human, being born in a manger just for us. Think of the Almighty God becoming a weak, helpless baby born. Well, let's call it for what it is. It was a cattle shed. That's exactly what happened. Do you know why? So that his name would truly be Emmanuel, God with us. He loves you. He's for you. He's not against you. One of the greatest things you can do this Christmas is to open up your heart to the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. In a moment, what we're going to do is I'm going to lead you in a prayer. It's a prayer that invites Jesus into our heart. He's not a distant God. He's not some being out there that has no interest in your life. Let me say this to you. There's nothing too great for God's power. But watch this. And nothing too small for his fatherly care. He's with you and he loves you. I'm going to pray a prayer, and right where you are, maybe you're watching at home, watching in another part of Australia, somewhere else across the globe, I'm not sure. You're not watching Horizon Church by accident this Christmas. You're watching it because the rising sun is rising over you and God's calling you to himself. Would you be able to bow your head just right where you are and from your heart pray this prayer after me? Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Come into my heart, be my Savior. I receive your love, your forgiveness, and complete acceptance. I am now set free from my past. I am now a child of God. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or maybe you're reconnecting with the love of God, that may be your story. that the rising of the sun that you've heard today is God saying, it's time to come home. We've got a couple of our pastors who are chatting in the chat box there, or whether it's Facebook, YouTube. Hey, why don't you just connect with one of them right now? We'd love to connect with you, pray with you, encourage you, and help you in Jesus' wonderful name. Hey, I've got a real special surprise for you, and I know I spoke about the surprise of Pastor Karen singing just in a moment, but Alison and I really just felt that we just, as a couple, just wanted to declare the peace of God over your home, the peace of God over your Christmas. And so I'm going to invite my amazing, beautiful, incredible wife, Pastor Alison. She's going to come up, and we want to pray a prayer of blessing over you and your family this Christmas.
Amen. Well, church, it's so wonderful to be with you here at Christmas, and we're just so excited to celebrate with you. And we know it's very different. I'm standing here in an empty auditorium right now. It feels very strange, but we just know that God is going to continue to bless you during this season. And we just want to pray a really beautiful prayer of blessing over you, over your family, in Jesus' name. Father God, Lord, the word says that He Himself is our peace. And so, Father, right now we ask that You would come, You would meet every person where they are. Father God, where there's been an unsettling in their hearts and in their lives this year, that there would be such an incredible sense of Your peace that would flow right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every room, every home, every hospital room, every nursing room home that's watching right now. And Father, we just pray that Your peace would fall in that room, that Your peace would come to every heart. God, we know that this year has not taken you by surprise, even though it may have taken us by surprise. God, it hasn't taken you by surprise. And Lord, we just pray that right now, God, where there's been people that are feeling, God, like they don't know what's going on, they don't know what the future holds, God, just that sense of unease and dis-ease in their life, Father, we just speak to that right now. Father, for people who feel like they don't have any direction right now because of the way things have gone, we speak to that and we just pray for Your direction and Your peace in their lives. God, we just thank You for an overwhelming sense of Your touch, Your presence, Your anointing upon everyone who's watching right now. In Jesus' name, we thank You, Lord. Amen.
Well, Merry Christmas. We love you. And who's ready to hear an awesome item from Pastor Karen? God bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas from our family to yours.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.